sort of music that makes you break out of the ordinary, break out of the mold, and do your thing. Yeah, a thing that you didn't even know was your thing. That's the Fanfare Pourpour, and they will be playing a free concert tomorrow evening that you can't miss. It's free, but you can't miss it. I don't know how many people are in this band. At least 20, maybe 30, maybe 100. That's what they sound like. 100 happy musicians, but they're not that many. A fanfare means like a marching band, eh? Except they're not a marching band. No, no, no. Don't imagine the big tall hats with the little pom-poms or tassels on them. No, no, no. I think I'm getting out of control. I'm going to play something for you from their before last album, which was a collaboration they did with Lars Holmer, who is a Swedish composer and accordionist. So here we go. We're just going to dip into it like that. And watch yourself. You will be hit by sudden inspirations, perhaps. That little trick ending, aren't they wonderful? That's the Fanfare Pourpour, and we all know how I am with the phone here, so I'm not quite sure if I have Jacques Duguay on the line or not. But Jacques, can you hear me?
Hello.
Oh, you're there.
Yeah, well, I'm there.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Yourself?
I'm very well.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this evening. I want to hear all about La Fanfare Pourpour.
Okay.
You're one of the founding members.
Pardon me?
Are you one of the founding members?
Yes, I am, yeah. We started like five or six people out in the country close to Victoriaville, and we are friends that we had played together like 20-some years ago. We know that bunch have met 30 years ago or something.
Hmm.
And then we had bands together, and we took... a pause for a while, and then we decided to just for fun to play at the village where we are in the country in the summertime. So we got together, and then other friends said, "Hey, I want to be there too." And we grew up for a while up to 11 members for the first album.
Mm-hmm.
And since then we became a 20 member band.
A 20-member band that sounds like 40.
So it's kind of a family trip. I mean, we bunch of friends. The son of two members, founding members. The son is playing trumpet with us since he was 15 or 16. And he brought with him some younger blood on the violin and clarinet and stuff. So, and then Jean de Rome and Normand Guilbeault and Pierre Tanguay joined us, those three members of many bands in Montreal, jazz scene. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're now up to 20 on the last album, and we're having fun.
Well, that's, you're still having fun, you mean, because it sounds like you started all those years ago to have fun.
To have fun. That's the main thing with this band. We're so many people that we cannot think about a career as a band. I think, well, you never know, but anyway. The purpose is really to get together and play music and enjoy.
It must be hard to get everyone together.
We have to be a bit in advance. We have to book as possible, as much as possible, as long, quite a bit in advance. But we get together and we go places.
Yeah.
We manage to get together. Yes.
Well, I'm very glad that you managed that.
Yeah.
You must have a good secretary who makes a lot of phone calls.
Oh, well, we have Lou Babin that's taking care of the whole business there. She's in connection with the outside and with us, and she's a member, a founding member. She's an accordion player, and she's doing a very good job.
I'd like to talk about what instruments are in the Fanfare Pourpour, but maybe we should listen first. Do you have time to stay with us while we listen to a piece?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, I have a couple of pieces, but the first one I picked is Willy Grosse Baleine.
Oh yeah, Willy Grosse Baleine, yes.
Can you tell us about that a bit?
Well, that's the young trumpetist I was just talking about. His name is Nemo Venba, son of two members, and he brought that piece along, and it's one of my favorite on the album. It's very, I would say, modern reggae type of, but there is a lot of spirit in that song, and I love it very much.
Yeah, modern reggae type. It's really hard to classify your music, isn't it?
I cannot.
No, I don't think we should.
We don't have to, actually.
No, we should just let us carry us along. So.
Yeah.
Here
nice.
We go. La Fanfare Pourpour from their latest album, Danse des Breloques. This is Willy Grosse Baleine. See what I mean about remaining indifferent to this music. It's almost impossible. That's Willy Grosse Baleine from La Fanfare Pourpour. And I'm speaking with Jacques Duguay, one of the founding members of La Fanfare Pourpour. Hello, Jacques.
Hello.
Another, first of all, the title of the CD is called Danse des Breloques.
Yes.
What is a breloque?
Breloque is like, you know, those bracelets you would have, or les colliers, comment on dit en anglais?
Like a necklace?
Necklaces, but, you know, breloque is cheap stuff, clinky, nothing like gold or diamonds.
Like cheap jewelry?
Cheap jewelries, colors, yeah.
Well, where did the title come from?
It's the name of one of the pieces on the album.
Okay.
Composed by Pierre-Emmanuel Poisat, and he got that.
Okay. I'm just looking at another piece that we're not necessarily going to play. It's called Pour des ours, for bears.
Yes.
And it says it's a choreography. I mean, does the fanfare pour dance as well?
No, actually, it's the piece was created for a choreography of the Schmidt sisters, les Sœurs Schmidt.
Oh.
Young choreographers.
Okay.
And we have played with them. Actually, some of us have danced with them on a concert called, on the dance show called Gelsomina.
Okay.
It was the music from those composers of the fanfare. There were six of them playing live and dancing as well. And that piece comes from this Gelsomina show.
Okay.
And we decided to play it because we had a nice version of it with the old fanfare.
Yes, it's lovely. So all 20 of you, I mean, what are the instruments that you all play?
Okay, personally, I play bass drum, like grosse caisse en français.
Mm-hmm.
Bass drums and snares and cymbals and blocks and stuff like that.
Okay.
There's a snare drum, blocks and cymbals as well. There is Mr. Bricol, we call him. He plays drills and sanders and glockenspiels, wooden artifacts, teapot and stuff. Noisy stuff a bit.
Monsieur Bricol.
Monsieur Bricol, yes.
There's a name you can't translate.
No, I don't think so.
But we know what it means.
I guess you understand.
We do.
There's also two accordions. There are two violins, two clarinets, four saxophones, one trumpet, one counter bass.
Yep, double bass.
Double bass, yep. Yes. One euphonium, which is some kind of a tuba but smaller.
Yes, a euphonium. That's quite unusual, isn't it?
Euphonium. Well, it comes from the culture of fanfare in France.
Yeah.
You would see Emir Kusturica using it in his bands.
Uh-huh.
And Europe, yeah. But we didn't see that in America in the past much, no.
No, tell me about, you mentioned the culture of the fanfare in France.
Yes.
Is your fanfare pour based on that a little bit, or have you been to France? Or?
It has some roots from that in the sense that we met in the years of a band called Pouet Pouet Band. In Montreal, we met with Mona Lisa Klaxon, fanfare from France. And it was some kind of a love affair at the time, and in between the two bands. And so it was parallel to that, but yes, a little bit. But they mostly play covers, you know, of traditional fanfare, or the repertoire of French music.
Uh-huh.
And you see lots of those fanfare in France.
Mm-hmm.
Like in schools or college, like architecture college or university.
Okay, yeah.
Or medicine also. You see lots of
in
fanfare.
In medicine?
Yeah, doctors.
They
while they go to university, they get together, and it's a way for them to get together and have fun.
Good for your health.
Oh yeah, it's good. Yes.
Fanfare music is good for your health. Do you hear that, everybody? Okay. I'm not going to keep you too much longer, but I know that you compose, like so you said in France, they play a lot of covers, traditional repertoire, but yes. The Fa Fa Pou Pou, you compose your own music, and it's not just one of you who composes the music, it's a lot of the members contribute pieces, right?
Yeah, on this latest album, there are 10 composers out of the band.
Wow, half of you. Half of you.
And we have always played our composition, except for a few covers. Like we played one of from the repertoire of the Eastern Europe music, mm-hmm. and one also from I have a blank here with this name, the American, you know this guy,
John Philip Sousa.
No,
you know. Bob Dylan.
No, sorry. Anyway, we did a few covers, but for a long time now we hadn't. Actually, we did put some energy on the music of Lars Ulmer, which was our previous album.
Yes.
The Carousel Music one, collaboration with Lars Ulmer from Sweden.
Will you be playing some of those pieces at the concert tomorrow as well, or will it just be music from Danse des Breloques?
We might play some of the Carousel Music as well, because we want to play lots of music, so the Danse des Breloques won't be enough.
Okay, good. Good, we'll have a lovely long concert.
About composing my piece, yeah. It is my first one on an album, hmm. with La Fanfare.
Wow.
And what is nice with this band is that we play, they are professional musicians among the band, mm-hmm. but a bunch of us are also autodidactic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Self-taught.
Self-taught, yes.
Right. You are.
So I don't read much music, but I work with the accordion player for arrangement, and I brought a melody along, and we worked on it for arrangement, and the band accepted my piece, and now we play it, and I go crazy listening to 20 people playing that song that I created on a small guitar, you know.
Very nice. And what's it called?
Croise-le-Pont.
Croise-le-Pont, cross the bridge. So that's what we're going to listen to.
It's not exactly cross the bridge.
Oh,
it's
no?
passing by a bridge, I would say.
Okay. Like passing by a bridge and looking at it.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Croise-le-Pont. Jacques, thank you very much for taking some time to speak with us, and have a wonderful concert tomorrow.
It's a real pleasure, and we will have fun. We are very happy to go back to Sherbrooke, Place de la Cité, tomorrow. We've been there a couple of times, and we really enjoy playing there.
Ah, ben, merci beaucoup, Jacques, et au plaisir.
Thank au plaisir.
You. Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Jacques Duguay of La Fanfare Pou Pou, who will be in concert tomorrow evening at Place de la Cité. Let's listen to the piece, his first piece to be recorded by La Fanfare Pou Pou. It's called Croise-le-Pont, which doesn't mean cross the bridge, as I just learned. It means notice the bridge. There it is. imagine how amazing this must sound live. 20 people on stage having the time of their lives. Different generations. The core of the band has been together for 30 years, started somewhere near Victoriaville. That must be amazing. So it's a concert not to be missed. Song is sort of like a spaghetti western meets James Bond meets Italian folk music, eh? It's amazing. Fanfan pool pool. I'm going to play you one last piece from the Fanfan pool pool just to show you what here we are. Where are we here? My thing. Just to show you what sort of variety and diversity I want to say, but variety they're capable of. Jacques Duguay was mentioning that they have several professional musicians amongst their ranks, and two of those are the clarinet players. One of them is Guillaume Bourque, who plays also with Sagapool, a wonderful world music group based here in Quebec, as well as other artists. And another one is the composer of this next piece. His name is Pierre-Emmanuel Poisat, another clarinetist. He turns up on a lot of recordings of world music and sort of that métissé stuff, that mixed influence world music stuff from Quebec. And both of them are wonderful clarinetists. And I mention this in particular because there's going to be a lovely melodic line with harmony of the two clarinet lines in this next piece. It's called Le Retour de Pelle, en hommage à Lars Holmer. And as you might have heard Jacques mention, their last album was a collaboration with Lars Holmer, a Swedish composer and accordionist. And it is just a fantabulous album. But this Danse des Breloques is pretty good too. So there, I learned a new word today, breloque, which means cheap jewelry, which I think probably means costume jewelry. And so imagine the costume jewelry just doing a dance of its own, and you sort of get the idea.